look at a cone-shaped bunch of tiny white flowers poking out of a scattering of desiccated maple leaves. "Mama, what are these?" Bo shook her head. "Don't know." She looked up to see a rusted tap in the nearest maple, evidence of the failed syrup venture Caleb's daddy had attempted. It pained her to know the boy would grow up without a father. Even more, that he'd likely never stop asking about him, because she hadn't had the courage to tell him his daddy was dead. As far as Caleb knew, Roy had left while Caleb was off at Sunday school. He'd just gone out to pick up smokes and a case of beer and never come home. The old cliché. Better to live with the lie than to be burdened with the truth, she thought. Twigs snapped in a thicket of scrub spruce and pine. She scanned the area. Another crunch identified it as an animal walking through the woods. Smaller than a buck, less graceful on its paws or hooves than a wolf, whatever it was, it made a small moan Bo recognized moments before she saw it. Maybe 10 feet away, through a tangle of black branches, a moose calf stood grazing. Caleb made to ask what she saw. She put a firm hand on his shoulder, raised a finger to her lips, and pointed. He raised the bow an inch. She shook her head fiercely, making him hesitate. "Why not?" he whispered. "Where there's baby, Mama Moose is sure to follow," she said. "Not to mention you can't just go around shooting moose willy-nilly." A snort from behind startled them. Off a ways up a small rise heading into the widely spaced maples stood the biggest, meanest-looking cow moose Bo had ever seen. It stood a good few inches taller than her, at 5'7", 1,000 pounds or more. Some of its fur had come off in tufts, leaving its slate-gray flesh bare in places. From age, fighting off predators or some sort of skin condition, Bo didn't know, and she didn't want to come close enough to find out. "Don't move," she said in a harsh whisper. Caleb's small frame shook under his orange vest. The cow moose locked eyes with her, soft brown to Bo's hard, cold blue. It regarded Caleb for a moment, then raised up on its hind legs and stomped its front legs down hard, all but shaking the earth at their feet. "Stay here," she said quietly. "I'm gonna distract her."
"No, Mama."
"She's gonna charge. If I don't distract her, she's going right for you." Bo pressed the rifle against her shoulder. Fat lot of good a .22 would do against a moose that size, anyhow. And took one wide step away from Caleb, moving as slow as she could bear. Brought her legs together. Another wide step. Eyeing the moose the whole time as it snorted, watching her now, no longer interested in Caleb, who stood closer to her calf. Mama Moose turned toward Caleb, who stayed put, bless him, his body shivering uncontrollably. Shaggy, sandy blonde hair ruffling against his tanned forehead in the crisp autumn breeze. Bo bent excruciatingly slowly and scooped up a fat, dried pine cone, hauled back and threw it right at the moose. It struck the beast on the snout. The moose swung its head back in her direction, snorting. She waved her arms like an aircraft marshal. The moose reared back and charged, its massive hooves kicking up dirt, its expressionless eyes locked on target. "Run, Caleb!" Caleb froze. "Run!" She didn't have time to make sure he'd listened. Had to run herself if she wanted to live. The moose scant feet from her. Ready to headbutt her into the nearest bush. She whipped around, the rifle swinging out in front of her, and rammed right into a solid maple. Hugging the tree, momentarily stunned, she tried to use the tree to her advantage and take shelter behind it,